I can't hear you. Hello, I can't hear you. You might be muted.
Hi, this is George, certified credit repair specialist with Cuerpos. How you doing?
G'day, Don.
Outstanding. Thank you for asking. Are you looking for a loan? You're the one looking for a loan?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the loan company that you applied for online, I don't know if they told you what's going on. I assume you expected this. Have you ever had a loan before?
No.
Oh, okay. So yeah, well, you need a credit for a loan, right? So what's your credit score? Do you know?
It's in the low 500s. I think it's like.
Okay. So you're looking to get a loan because I am sure it's urgent. What is the urgency on the loan? For what is it?
Debt consolidation. That's
That
the question.
sounds like everyone else. What is the real
Yep.
reason why you want to pay your debt off instead of just paying it like in months and over time? Why don't you just pay like that instead of getting a loan? Do you understand what I'm saying? So what is the loan for? Is it a car? Is it a house? I mean, is it a do you need to bury someone?
It would be a car.
There you go. That's why you need it. And your previous vehicle broke down, right? Or what happened?
I got repo.
Got repo. Well,
Yeah.
it's not as bad as getting it broke down because you expected the repo, I think, Mr. Green.
Yeah. Yep.
So we had an idea of what was gonna happen, and yet we're still without a solution. And I'm here to close the loop that you're in financially. That's my job. I hope you can understand what I'm about to go through. Mr. Green, how much are you trying to borrow? Let's talk about that loan.
It was 5,000.
5,000. Because of the text message or because of the car that you actually want?
Because of credit and stuff, my debt.
That text message is something else.
Yeah.
That's separate from the loan. Not everyone wants a loan, sir. So, loan, well, how much do you need, sir, for the car? You think you'll do it with five for a used vehicle?
But you said no, if I've any like 12.
Exactly. Because you're not going to finance a car, are you? Are you trying to finance a car? That's going to be high interest. You're
No.
going to end up paying like $800 a month for a Corolla.
No, I'm not finance. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can't do that because it's going to place us in more debt. Eventually, you will speak to me again. So that's why I'm trying to make sure that if we do this, matter of fact, if we do this for real, you will never speak to me again because obviously, because you're going to make sure that everything in your credit is order. We're going to help you figure that out as well. I mean, at the end of the day, it is necessary for us to have full visibility on everything on our report to see how it is that we can manage our credit better. Because it takes knowledge, so it takes knowing how to do it to do it. And unfortunately, not everyone knows how to do it, but they do it and continue until they get to a point where you're stuck. So now I will be glad to present you with our company's name is the Credit Pros. We have been in the business for over a decade. Do you have an A plus with the Better Business Bureau? That means anything to you? So based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back, sir, is your credit. Because I'm sure you have a job.
Right.
What do you do?
Yes, I do. I'm an audio visual technician.
Oil rig wheel technician.
Audio AV, audio visual
Audio.
technician.
Oh, okay. Audio video.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Totally something else, right? Something behind a computer, not behind
Yep.
machines and stuff. All right. That's definitely
Yeah.
better work. But 'cause you're in Long
Yeah.
Beach.
Yeah.
Is California, you know, Hollywood. Awesome.
Nah, New York. Long Beach, New
You're
York.
new to Hollywood or you've been there?
I never went to Hollywood. Never been to California.
You're from somewhere else? Where are you from?
No, from Long Beach, New York.
You're from New York. Oh, it's Long Beach, New York. Got you. I thought it was California.
Yeah. Nah, Long Beach, New York.
All right. So your name is Sterling Green. Are there any middle names?
Yes. Lamont, Lamont.
Okay. So based on what we understand, the only thing maybe holding us back is our credit. So what I will do next is attempt a soft pull of your Equifax summary report so we can have an updated look at what it is and what's being reported. And that way we can come up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what is your address in Long Beach?
111 Apartment B, East Pine Street,
111
Long Beach, New
Pine Street, Apartment B. And then
It's East Pine.
wait, can you say it one more time? It's because I can barely hear you.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me
Yeah,
now?
I can hear you now.
So it's 111 Apartment B, East Pine Street, Long Beach, New York, 11561.
So it has to be written like that, like apartment first and then the street? Because the 111 is a building
No,
number, isn't it?
because yeah, it's 111
East
and
Pine.
then East Pine Street,
Yeah, there you go.
Apartment B,
As in
Long Beach, New
baby?
York. Yes, that's in baby.
Nice. You have any babies?
Nah, not yet.
Nice. Don't get them. Not yet. You know?
It.
What's your zip code?
11561.
1561. Thanks. Got the phone number 516-998-5632. Email greensterling23@gmail.com. What is your social security number?
074-76-1229.
074-76-1229. What is your birthday?
5/23/1989.
Thank you. Okay, so next thing is to validate your identity. Giving out your name and social does not ensure you are the owner. It's true. So
That's
I need
true.
to confirm your identity to see if you are who you say you are. So question number one, you may have opened a student loan in or around September 2022. Please select a lender that you have previously or are currently making payments to. If you have not received student loans with any of these lenders now or in the past, please select or say none of the above or does not apply. Was it through Mohila and the Department of Education? Or was it through Commerce Bank? Maybe it was Brazos Loan Servicing or Bank of America or none of the above.
That's Mohila.
Mr. Mohila.
Yep.
Yes, sir. All right. Question number two. According to your file, you may have opened a mortgage loan around May 2018. Who are you making the mortgage payments to? I don't think you have a mortgage because you're renting, right? So that tells me right there
Yeah,
that
no.
you're not doing
None
that.
of the above.
All right. So which of the following is a license plate that is associated with a vehicle associated or registered in your name? So I already know this one.
The
I know
HCD.
the second, the third, the fourth one too. Yeah, we don't have the third one. The plate is none, so we don't have the plate for you. We do have the car from this list of vehicles that you might have owned in the past. So I'm gonna read it to you. It's funny. This one's funny. I mean, it doesn't verify the identity that well because of the fact that the other vehicles listed. If you're knowledgeable on cars, and it's gonna be fine. All right. So the first one is a Honda Accord. All right. That's it, though. That's it. So the other ones are a Porsche 944, a Ferrari F550, or an Aston Martin Volante, or none. All right, the Honda, right? The
Yeah,
Japanese
Honda
one?
Accord, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Japan is ours anyway, so I'm just kidding. That's off the record. So which of the following is a current or previous employer? Did you work, you told me, so it's Digital Labor Solutions. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, because sounds like it. I mean, I don't know if you said that. But yeah, digital is digital, and that's the future. So that's why credit is credit, and it's the future as well, not cash. I'm sure you love cash. I love the smell of it. But that's why I'm gonna try to get a stash and bury it, you know, so I could come back whenever they take it away. Imagine what's gonna happen. Martial law and everything. Wow. Anyway. So we gotta confirm a couple more questions. So mortgage, no. Retail credit cards, no. You have a unicorn credit card. You got it this year? Nice.
Yeah.
And you lived on Pine. You live on Pine, actually. So I already know what that is. Select the county. Okay, the county, is it Nassau, Suffolk, Queens, or Ontario?
Nice, huh?
Are you close to like Canada and all that, or
No.
not even, huh?
I'm on Long Island.
Long Island there. Okay, that's more knowledge. Not, I mean, that's more common or more known than Long Beach. Thought you were from the LBC, like Snoop Dogg. I grew up in Orange County, though, like it's close by, so that's why I said that. I'm like, hey, you're from Long Beach. But anyway, now I'm in a new city, Newport. You know, it's like a port over here.
Yeah.
Oh, we're based out of West Palm Beach, by the way, in case you didn't look us up, Mr. Green. Long way.
Gotcha.
You have a 537
Yeah.
on your report. And can I go over the negatives
Yep.
real quick? Oh, so we have 37 lines of credit that we have been approved for in our journey of credits of the American dream, right? Hard inquiries, I see 11, so we've been denied a couple of times at least, because that's every 2 years. So every 2 years they delete it. So we've had 11 so far in 2 years. You wanna stay under two, at least two. So 11 is too many. It impacts your score. It does show like you're desperate for whatever it is that you're looking for. In this case, you already know what it is. So lenders, check that too. Hard inquiries, 11. So minor delinquencies, 78 out of 471 payments. 78 late payments total. That one is all you need to put it in a position where you're not approved for more financing because you might not be able to cover that either. So that's why it happens when you're late. They think that you can't pay for whatever you're paying for, and that's why they lower the co this credit score, so that way you don't get into more debt. That's why, right? Basically. So when you have payments beyond 60 days, total major of derogatory trade lines or major derogatory is 5 total right now. Those can turn into collections. I see one. Oh, a couple of items on collection. So $214, sorry, not 2,000. $214 in collection. Take care of that and boom, it's off. Sometimes when you take care of it, it doesn't even get deleted. So we can help you with that, perhaps, if that's the case. Number of repossessions, 1. Total number of trades of delinquent, 12. Percentage of trades of delinquent, 32%. Score, 537. Mr. Green, the goal of the credit pros is to improve your credit so you can achieve your goals. Right now, you're looking for a loan. Tomorrow, you could be searching for a home. Think about it. Based on the information gathered, you may qualify for a Success Plus package. It's a three-part restoration process. After I tell you about this, I'll tell you how you're going to apply for a loan as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that way you can have a better understanding of why it is that you would make sense for you to get into this if you're only trying to get a loan. I get it. Don't worry. I'll explain. So you're going to be able to so we give you unlimited disputes on any questionable items you identify on your credit report with all three credit bureaus. So should anything come up as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, number fiable, you can have it disputed with the three bureaus, us doing the job. A trade line of up to $5,000 allows you to make purchases online will be provided to you. Approved trade line. Approved. Even with
nice.
Your 537, sir, you're paying for it.
Oh, nice.
So it's up to $5,000. It reports to Experian every month, tracks more lenders. To be clear, it's not a credit card, meaning you can't buy gas or fast food because it'll swipe and it'll go through. Nope. We're not going to have that. So positive items account for 35% of your credit score. So by adding, just adding it, not using it. Using it is different. So by adding a $5,000 trade line, it's going to help you strengthen your credit report. Makes sense so far. Because having a credit card is one thing. You have four, or at least you've had four. So are you staying under the 30%? Limit of the limit, so it's money that doesn't exist, and sometimes we'll be maxed out on the credit cards. That can also impact our credit score, not just late payments. I spoke to a girl earlier, no late payments, none, but all her cards were maxed out. She thought she was good. Her score wasn't going over 605.
Because she's maxed out.
Yep. So there's a lot of things that involve credit, not about just paying your bill every month and, you know, using all you can have or all you can get. Percentage of trades that are delinquent in your report, 32%. So that is almost the same as the amount of percentage that a payment would damage your credit score. Since all payments make up for 35% of the credit score, guess what? We offer a credit builder program wherein your payment to us is going to be reported to all three credit bureaus, which will create a positive payment history through a new trade line. It got to be approved to be on it, right? So it's going to show like you were approved. It's going to show that you're paying it and that you're paying it on time. That's how it creates positive payment history. And it's going to be doing it on its own while you are applying for the loan here because you get access to our resource tools. And the loan wizard is one. You have credit card wizard. Well, I don't think it's called that. But there's also the ability to get credit cards. You can also get into rent to own. So you can consider yourself a landlord one day. You know, you never know. Well, I mean, at least it's either that or renting forever. I mean, what you gonna do? It's up to you.
Yeah.
And renting is sometimes something you don't want to be in because it just places that need of what if he doesn't renew the lease, you know? What if he sells? What if the price goes up? So all that comes in mind when you're renting. So if you are committed to improving your credit using our a unique and exclusive method, this is for you. And again, I'm sorry if I didn't finish saying it, but the Loan Wizard offers you third-party loan companies. So we have third-party loan companies more likely to work with you based on your credit standing, which is poor or fair or whatever it is that's not good. Because everyone that's in credit repair with us, obviously does not have a good score. So they assume you will have some credit issues, but since you assume that you can pay it back, and that's where you applied, because you should be able to pay back. I mean, you probably make good money. That's why you were applying for it. Save your money. Save your money. Invest it in credit repair. Apply through us. And you can see multiple types of loans, up to $100,000 from $1,000. That's the minimum, $1,000. And you will see different type of loans. So that way you don't hurt your score by checking and applying through each and every lender you can find, jeopardizing your credit, because you need the loan. It's for a vehicle that it's going to take you to the job. And you can also use it for debt. I mean, like you said, but at the end of the day, it's either this or what, right? I mean, either this or waiting.
Right.
Yeah, it's a long time to wait. So this will basically, this is a package or a program that's meant for only for individuals who want to improve and make sure they do so quickly. Because anyone can improve their credit score. But that's not why you're here. It's because we need a loan ASAP. And it's going to take care of your credit situation, because that's the actual reason. While doing that, you're going to be able to apply through this loan wizard. That's different, because you're not going to jeopardize your credit no more by applying with a bunch of lenders out there on the internet that you probably never heard about. So why that when you can do this instead and avoid yourself the trouble and the time? Because it's just time consuming to apply over and over and over and not get anything in return. Not even a denial sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a time waste of time. So time is money, and money is time. And I think that you have both. Or actually, you have just one of them, which is money. You don't have the time. So let me take your enrollment fee, if you can. Of course, maybe you can't afford it. It's $149, and we can get you started right now. So you can do everything you need to do. You have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
You have any questions?
No, I don't have it right now.
You don't have it? Or you don't have any questions?
No, I don't have that 1.9.
You have 119? I'll give you the same benefits.
For that?
For 119.
119? No.
What? Then there's... What?
No.
You said you could pay the loan back. Did you assume the loan was gonna be less than $100 a month?
Nah, I didn't know I was gonna be paying today.
So then, how come you don't have money? What happened? You're working.
It's going straight to bills.
Gotta save that money. So when will you have the money then? I mean, at least. Let's sign up, and I will take your payments when you get paid. At least, can you promise me that, at least?
I get paid Friday.
Friday? On the 28th? Yeah. So do you want to start today, or you want to wait till the 28th?
I can wait till the 28th.
You sure? But that's not gonna be with me no more. You're going to have to talk to someone else and start over. Is that what you want to do?
No.
Okay, so let's say that we do not have the money, which is what you're saying, but does not guarantee this is the case. How does it guarantee that is the case? I got to check. If I see insufficient funds, I'll take a minimum payment for you, and I'll get you started right now. Can you do $12.95? I'm sure you can do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that, and then we can commit to the $149. On the 10th of May. How's that? 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So let me have your card number.
5448 5401 3889 5911.
Is it 1-1 at the end? Like two ones? Okay, got it.
5911.
5911. What's the expiration date? Not yours, the expiration date on the card.
0525.
Yeah, 0525. And the security code.
601.
601. Okie dokie. So we just need to go over our credit card disclosure. So we need your authorization to process or try an initial of the 119 to be charged today. And standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline are subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. And we'll just take the 12.
Okay. Yes.
So,
Confirm.
is the zip code for billing the same?
Yes, 11561.
Let me just confirm. 11561. Okay, awesome. And then your card should let me run it, right? Because it's not locked or nothing or blocked.
Yeah, it should.
Sometimes you can control that, so just making sure.
Yeah, I
All
don't
right.
like it.
Cool. So, all right. Now I'm guessing I'm just waiting on the confirmation here for the $12, because sometimes when it doesn't take the 119, it's gonna say sufficient funds. And then we could do it, or it's just gonna try to do the 12. All right. So welcome to the program. It's been processed successfully for the $12.95. And it's
Thank you.
exciting to get you on this journey for a healthy financial future. Welcome to the Credit Pros.
Thank you.
All right, the Credit Pros. That's it. So you have a email where you have a junk and you have a spam folder. Go to those, maybe that's on there, or give it some more time. It also comes through SMS, which does faster. So if you want to check on that through SMS.
Yes, I got a text.
Great. So go ahead and open the link and set up your account online for the, like, it's going to be the portal, so you can set up your password and your and all that password and the username. I think it's going to be the email. Yeah, it is. It's just the email. Let me know if you can see the agreement, the terms of service agreement.
Yes, I can see that.
Perfect. So go ahead and go each step and then finish each step and then just hit next on each step. It's five steps. Easy, easy setup. It's easier than setting up your TikTok account. And a child could do that. Do you know that?
Yeah.
So if you have
Never
any,
say.
be careful. Don't let them do so much of that. I mean, they're gonna have digital things anyway. I mean, they can't avoid that, but at least like try to I guess push more towards activities, you know, extracurricular activities that are simply a way of generating a passion, you know, something that to strive
Yeah.
for, because the internet doesn't allow you for anything but just become part of it, you know, like they want to get into it, want to be so much. Now everyone is in AI and the metaverse and all that. Imagine being able to work on AI, sitting at home with your
I
big
know.
old belly and I don't know, man. I'm here, but after I'm out, I leave and I don't talk about nothing. I go exercise, work out, play basketball, drink. You know, love my family, love my wife. That's it. So there's just one last step before we fully set up your account. I will need to connect you over to ACE, which is our auto credit advisor. We'll ensure you entered, or we entered all your information correctly. And don't worry, it's only going to take 2 minutes, but please listen to the entire message for the account to be set up entirely. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Nope, not yet.
Mr. Green, yeah. Welcome to Credit Pros. It was a pleasure helping you today.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in partial program. You were charged $12.95 today, and will be charged $149 on May 10, 2023. Each month you will be charged $149 on the 10th of the month. Your date of birth is May 23, 1989, and your social security number is 0747612229. Your address is 111 B East Pine Street, Long Beach, New York, United States 11561. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.